here with Mr. James Marshall, a.k.a. the leader of the Crashers from Filene. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Great. How's the show going so far? I know we're still in the first day. How's it going for you?
It's day one. It's my first time at Think.
Congratulations.
It's been a really great experience so far. I met with the guys at Co-op at GAC, and we started talking about some stuff, and so I've ended up here. So it's been a really great experience so far. The speakers this morning were great, talking about innovation and the process that takes, and then Meg Crofton from formerly Disney. Formerly of Disney, who was just talking about leadership styles and how that equates in change management and then new technology platforms. It was really interesting to kind of see how they're all intermingled. So it was been a really great morning, and then some more innovation stuff this afternoon, and I think we're closing out with more of that this evening. So
there's a lot of innovation here. Yeah. I mean, speaking of innovation, what do you want to take away from here that you can take back to Filene and your Crashers group?
Yeah, I think one of the big things here is, for once, I actually don't have a crash group following me around.
Congratulations.
This is an experience for me to come in and soak it all in. So I'm really excited to see kind of what Co-op are doing in the credit union space in terms of their innovation and research capacities. And, the speaker this morning, Stephen, they've done some custom research with him about what credit unions are looking for and kind of really drilling down to what members are looking for from their financial institutions.
Okay.
And so that was a really interesting kind of piece I think we'll take away and we'll look at and see what we can do with that.
Okay. So, because I'm thinking, that credit unions can learn from the Crashers as well,
right. Obviously,
because they go around to the conferences and they're learning, obviously, but I'm sure the credit unions are picking their brain left and right, like, gosh, how can we better serve your group and that type of thing?
Yeah, for sure. We're trying to do a much better job, actually, of that knowledge transfer. When our Crashers come back from these events, even, do a much better job of transferring that knowledge to the rest of their organization and the rest of the system. So we're trying to do a much better job of, whether it's webinars or blog posts or videos or whatever, we're trying to do a much better job of saying to our group, hey, once you've finished learning from this event, it's your duty to share that. It's your duty to go out and share that with your colleagues. So we're trying to kind of put some more formal things into place that allow our groups to start doing that.
Well, that kind of segues in my next question is, like, what's the status? What's the latest with the Crashers? Because you mentioned something with the i3 group, and you're going to put them through that?
We are heading to... So our next event is in Orlando with the CFO Council, the CUNA CFO Council. Mm-hmm. Really excited to go and be there and hang out in sunny Florida.
Beautiful.
But usually, our crash experiences are pretty intense anyway. We usually do sort of anywhere between 12 and 15 additional hours worth of content on top of the existing conference. In Orlando, with the CFO Council, we're going to be doing additional 30 hours on top of the conference content. And what we'll be doing is putting our group through the Filene Method of Innovation, which is what we put i3 through on their annual basis to help build things for credit unions.
Right.
Now, we're going to be doing this not over a year, but over 5 days. And so we're going to ask our group in that 30 hours, we're going to teach them the method, ask them to do it, and ask them, hopefully by the end of the week, to have built something for credit unions, which they'll present to members of the CFO Council on that final day. So we're really hoping that we come away with something exciting. Who knows how it's going to play out? That's the nature of innovation and building and testing and trying. But I think it's really exciting that we're taking this methodology that we have and applying it to this kind of next generation coming through and teaching them a new skill that they maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to learn before, which they can hopefully take back to their organization, as well as hopefully building something that we can continue to build together once the conference is over. So
yeah, it's that little ripple thing. You throw that rock in the pond and it ripples, and then you hope those ripples spread to the credit unions themselves.
Totally. So we're really excited
for
that. We're excited that the group's excited about it, because asking them to do 30 hours on top of the conference is no small ask. There's going to be a lot of late nights and a lot of early mornings, and so it's going to be intense, but we're excited, and hopefully can start bringing that to more events that we do, and hopefully start building more things for credit unions and giving back to the credit union system that's given so much to this next generation of employees.
They can give back as well. I mean just to think of the benefits that they're going to get from going through something like this is phenomenal. I wish I could turn back the clock sometimes and go, gosh, I wish I would have gone through
just
something like that.
Hang out with us sometimes.
All right. I can do that.
It'd be great. You could be the on-site videographer. It's going to be a long week. They'll probably learn some time management in there somewhere, right?
Like, it's a good thing.
Time. But just the concept of what is innovation, and really, I don't want to offend any CFOs out there, but I'm not sure CFOs are necessarily known, accountants and CFOs, for being the most innovative people at the organization, right? They're the numbers people.
Right.
And I think one of the exciting things about this is you can teach people to be innovative, right? Some people are born more creative than others, but in terms of when it comes to innovation and business development, you can teach people that. And so we're really excited to take this group of young creating professionals within that finance track and be like, hey, this is a way you can really contribute outside of just this piece. And so we're excited to send them back to their organizations with that.
Very cool. Yeah, you guys have some cool stuff going on. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, so we've got a variety of other events coming up. So we applications are currently open for ACUC in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll soon be opening applications for the CUNA Lending Council in the fall, the CUNA Tech and Ops Council in the fall, Feline's Big Bright Minds.
Yeah, good
show.
Which
is going to be in Austin this year.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So we've got all these things coming up that we'll have applications for. Okay. We have a new website coming soon, which for those existing members, you'll know our current one kind of sucks sometimes. So excited to have a new one coming out. And you've got to know when to throw in the towel, so to speak. So we have that new one coming. Yeah. And then, you know, we spoke about GAC about this, at GAC about this very briefly. But we've got these young adult advisory services now, you know. And so that's a really kind of big string to the bow that we're kind of putting together and saying, hey, we've helped young adults in credit unions. Now, how do we help credit unions with young adults? And so we're doing this kind of advisory piece on helping credit union strategy with members, with employees, with board level. And so going out into the marketplace, because credit unions have been saying they want this. You know, they want help with young adults. And so we can now, through our learnings from Crash and Cooperative Trust, we can now provide that. And so that's really exciting to go out and help credit unions build their strategies. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot going on. It's really exciting. And then, of course, everything else that we're doing with Feline. And I know you spoke to Mark Meyer before, I'm not gonna rain on his parade. But, you know, there's just so much going on. Yeah. And we're very excited as an organization as where we're going. So,
James, you don't have a full plate. You have a full platter.
Thanks.
So well done on that.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, Mike. I love spending time with you. So.
Always fun, man. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time, as always.
Oh,
keep up the good work.
We'll try.
Well done.
We'll try. Well done.